Yeshaya Perik Hey Pasuk Yuches Ilui Nishmas Pesach David Ben Avram Nata. So we continue now with the third lamentation, the third kina. Remember that Yeshaya is speaking out these kinot at a time when the society is prosperous and well-to-do and very self-satisfied and very self-confident that they know what's best. So we have seen so far in the first two the idea that we say woe unto the people who are concentrating more on their own comfort than they are on the poor. Woe to the people, and a lack of justice and a lack of tzedakah. Woe to the people who are hedonists, who, again, really deal only with their own comfort and pleasures and don't worry about anybody else, getting up early in the morning only to drink themselves into oblivion. Eat, drink, and be merry. And now the third lamentation, which is very interesting because of its connections to how we live today. Hay moshchei ha'avon b'chevlei hashav. Woe to those who draw their sin, who pull their sin on cords of futility, useless cords. V'cha'avos ha'agola chata'a. And whose carelessness is dragged on wagon ropes. So what does this mean? So you're pulling your sin towards you, like it's bound to you. You're dragging it along. And it's more than that, though. The Gemara in Sanhedrin points out that a rope is comprised of many small cords bound and twisted together into a large, thick rope that is stronger than any of the components. And the Yetzer Hara, they say, does the same thing. He entices us into tiny little averos, but when you start binding them together, what you find is that you've committed a very thick rope of sin that is going to be very difficult to cut loose, shall we say. Also, that is a similar metaphor used in Eicha, where we talk about how we have a tightly woven scarf or cloak that is bound around our neck, and the Mefarshim say about that, all of our averos were bound together by Hashem and punished all at once. And Yeshaya is warning us of the same thing. All these little sins that you think are inconsequential are being bound together into the rope that's going to hang you. And we see further that this lamentation and this particular kind of sin is the sin of tremendous self-aggrandizement and moral relativism, Rabbi Trump says. It's a beautiful phrase for it. Ha'omrim says, Yotes, Yemaher Yochisha Ma'asehu Lama'an Niret. Let him hurry, hasten his work, so that we may see. Right? Hurry up. Make it happen quicker. And even talking about Hashem hurrying up his work, but the problem is, the work that Hashem might be hurrying up on is our punishment, as the time may be. The sick rav, the savoa, and let it come near, let it near its fulfillment. Atzas kadosh Yisrael, v'nei da'a. We would like to get to know it. So these are misled people who think they want everything to come quickly. Or it's the people who see clearly and are saying, watch out, the punishments are coming. But the Radak says that the people are saying, my deeds are fantastic. What do you mean my deeds are fantastic? So Pasuk Chaf explains that. You're saying, yeah, let God come close with punishment. What kind of punishment? We would never get punished. We're a very accomplished and moral and ethical generation. Hay ha'omrim lo ra tov v'lo tov ra. Woe to those people. And this is the second woe in the same kina. Often the kinos just start high and then continue. But this one really continues that same idea of who are these people saying, hurry up, let's see what's coming next. They are those who say that which is evil is good. V'latov ra. And that which is good, they call evil. So if you think, for example, about today's attitude towards organized religion, today's attitude towards godly behavior, towards doing the right thing, al pi Hashem, to follow the tzivuyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they are mocked relentlessly by a very secularized society. If you read the comment sections in places like the New York Times website, which should presumably should be intelligent people, you'll see nothing but contempt for the idea of a God, for believing in God. You know, just one of the basic mitzvahs b'nei Noach, they mock. Samim choshech la'orva or la'choshech. They set forth darkness as light and light as darkness. Think about the last couple of elections and what a certain segment of the population says that they consider ethical, and everybody else, to use a phrase that was used out loud, is a basket of deplorables. If you don't believe what I believe, you are deplorable. And I can tell you, working in an academic atmosphere, that this is truer than people on the outside will ever know. There was a biology professor at Stanford University recently who told his biology class that there were only two sexes, two genders in biology of what they were teaching. I don't even think they were teaching anatomy of human beings. They were talking about levels of animals or plant life. And he said there's male and there's female, and that's how fertilization takes place. And his students took umbrage and got very angry. They were triggered by his statement that there are only two genders. And he said, what do you want from me? In biology, that is the truth. Whatever you do cosmetically later on, however you may identify yourself, there are only two. And he was forced to apologize in order to keep his job. La choshech or v'la or la choshech. Truth is what we say it is. Moral relativism. Samim mar l'masoku, masok l'mar. They say that which is bitter is sweet, and that which is sweet is bitter. There is no truth. Everything depends on what we say it is, rather than on maybe what it really will be. And Chaf Aleph, moving closer to the last of the kinos, Hoy chachamim be'einehem v'neged p'neihem nevonim. Woe in their eyes, they are the wise ones. And in their minds, they say they are the insightful ones. We're so smart. The ultimate kochi va'otzim yadi. Whatever I say is true in my ivy-covered towers, that's the truth. And it is kind of terrifying when the leaders of your society are so convinced of their rightness when they are in fact walking in darkness rather than light, as the Nach is telling us.